Then he said to the disciples, all about the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James and son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanian, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not take the road leading to the Gentiles, and do not enter a Samaritan town, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. Did you hear that? Proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse those with a skin disease. Cast out demons. You received without payment. Give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts. No bag for your journey or two tunics or sandals or a staff. For laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone who will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I'm sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before the governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Sibling will betray sibling to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. But you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in this town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have finished going through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this time that we can share your word. I pray, Lord, that we hear your voice in spite of my own, and that we all receive just a little bit more of you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today's lectionary, of course, was this passage. And I started thinking about, wow, here we are in the weeks that we find not only our churches, the United Methodist churches, but we find that Roman Catholic priests kind of do the move in this time period as well, and a lot of different folks who are the vocational ministers. And I started thinking about what Jesus was calling for us to do. Now, vocational pastors, just like the 12 disciples, they were shaped and they were molded to go out into the world to share the good news. And when they do that, the good news is that Jesus Christ had come into the world. That's the good news. The problem is, not everybody wanted to hear the good news. We know in the end what Jesus was told. We know in the end what those who were supposed to hear him and love him, who were part of the same group he was part of, the Jews, those leaders didn't want to hear, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't have formed the mob, crucify him. And yet, Jesus died, but God and Jesus had the last word. And that's pretty good. Good news for me and good news for you. In the meantime, in our lives, we're all supposed to be able to share a little bit of Jesus with everybody, because Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus will always love you. And I will too. We send and share the good news. Oh, you know, not everything is always easy. In your life, in my life, we've had ups and we've had downs. For me, just as the very time as we were filling the truck to move here, I literally lost my mom. In this time of being here, I lost a brother too. And yet, so many of you held me up, propped me back up, and filled me with the Holy Spirit through your prayers. Some of you had some weddings and some baptisms and made formal professions of faith to Jesus. That's good news. And on our covenants that we have, we've all been called to be ministers, whether we're vocational or unpaid servants of Christ. Because through our lives, we're all supposed to share a little bit of Jesus. And so that's my prayer for each and every one of us today. While I am fairly certain we won't meet the same endings as those disciples, because all those disciples lost their lives in the names of Christ, except for John. He was the only one that lived to old age. He was the only one that lived, even though he was exiled and tortured. The rest of them were martyred, except for Judas. And Judas was overwhelmed by his own guilt of what he had done. Same saying, though, is Jesus sat down and he broke bread. And he loved them anyway, even though he knew. Forgiveness is a wonderful thing. And it can only come through the Lord. So today, and when I get to the point of sharing my liturgy for the outgoing pastor, that very first day that I was here with you a few years ago when the lights weren't working, I asked for forgiveness for what I was about to do because there would be mistakes. And I ask for it today as well. But remember the light. The light of Christ goes before you and before me. Just light. It went before all those disciples who went out to share the good news. The good news is still good, ladies and gentlemen. And Christ is still Lord of all. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank you today for sharing the good news in our lives, for being the Lord, the giver, the one who brings life. We pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen.